man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Yes, we country folks can survive. Can survive. And what, Hank Williams Jr. has in mind there in that song, he's calling country folks, all of us, really. He's not referring to people who live out in the North Dakota like myself. He's referring to all of us as countrymen, kinsmen, and we can survive. Well, this is the Trunk Phenomenon radio show, and dedicated to that proposition that we can survive, as is Donald Trump. America can be made great again. Here we are on, this is actually my birthday, June 8th, 2020. I'm 72 years old. Can you believe that? And fit as a fiddle. Perfect health. We will be on for the next hour. We're on for 1 hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We skip Saturday, give you guys a breather, and Sunday, 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in the show on any of those days at 800-313-9443. And I think those are all the preliminaries. Well, we're Donald Trump. Here he is, 81.9 million followers tonight. I forget how many there were last night. I think it was 81.8. I'm not sure. But I wouldn't be surprised to see the number roll over to 82 million during our show. So lately I've been basing what I've been doing off of the Twitter account of Donald Trump. Let's see, something else we might talk about. Up here in North Dakota, the coronavirus hoax never took hold the way it did in so many other places. And what little of it did take hold up here is unraveling fast. So we are the least visited state in America, and we're the most Trumpian state in America. And along with our neighbor, our kinsman there in South Dakota, we were the least lockdown state in America. But you know, I noticed I was getting an Orange Julius at Dairy Queen today. And oh, these great, you know, local North Dakota employees. I mean, it's why I'm here. The people of North Dakota are why I'm here, period. I'm not here for the Grand Canyon. It's not here. I'm not here for the fabulous head high waves that I grew up in Malibu and the Palisades. That's not here. I'm not here for the crystal clear water of Florida where I lived, both the Gulf water and the Atlantic water. That's not here. I could go on and list the various things. I'm not in New York City where I was born, oddly enough. My Nebraskan parents were young people. My dad studying at Pratt Institute after the war on the GI Bill, studying design, industrial design. You know, all those things about New York, which was once a glorious city, and you can still find the remnants of that greatness, just as you can in Washington, D.C., which was once a very, very great city. But I'm here for something that this state has that those other places don't have in such abundance. Great people. But those people in the Dairy Queen were all wearing masks. And, you know, the thought occurred to me, they're just, you know, handsome, great, young people. Just, and I asked one of them, I said, aren't you glad this virus nonsense is over? Aren't you glad you're open? They just opened their Dairy Queen. And the young man said, oh, yes, oh, yes. But I noted, you know, he's talking to me through this stupid mask. And the other half dozen fabulous young people in there, they're all talking and working through these damn masks. The latest news, did you know what the latest news is? Validating what we've been saying here on this show from the beginning. It turns out that asymptomatic people who have the coronavirus don't spread it. Now, what did you hear from Nurse Ratched, Anthony Fauci's girlfriend? I call her his girlfriend. It's just, you know, a figure of speech. I don't know whether the two have ever held hands. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. But Debbie Birx told us week after week, pontificating show after emotion-laden show, talking down to us in her superior knowledge as an expert. On and on, Debbie Birx went that, oh, you young people, you asymptomatic people, you could be killing your grandparents. You're going to give it. You're not going to give it to other young people. Don't. The virus doesn't affect young people much. She finally admitted that. But then she went on with, well, but you're going to kill your grandparents. So you've got to shut down, you got to lock down, you got to social distance, you've got to wear the damn mask. You got to wash your hands till they bleed. And now it turns out, asymptomatic people don't spread the virus to anybody, old, young, or anything else. They just don't spread the virus. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for not telling us that. We got it right on this show because we recognized we were getting hosed. And the virus was simply a virus. And whether asymptomatic people spread it or not was not that much, not a make or break deal. But it turns out asymptomatic people don't even spread the virus. So in other words, if you're not sick, if you're not puking or sneezing or coughing or, you have no need. There's no medical justification to lock you down. None. Even the World Health Organization admits that today in a study they released today. So we got it right. So now that we're learning these things, why the hell is there a lockdown anywhere? Why are people in the Dairy Queen in North Dakota wearing masks? You know, you have to repeat your order twice. You can't understand what other people are saying. I wonder how many people at work have made critical errors, costly errors, maybe even dangerous errors, because they're not understood through the damn mask. You can't understand people with a damn mask on. I love listening to these Joe Biden speeches made through his mask. Now, in that case, I do endorse the mask for Joe Biden and for Nancy Pelosi. And did you see her today? She knelt in saluting George Floyd. I'm starting to remember the name now. And so she was in a kneeling ceremony with other left-wing pukes. And after being on her knees for 8 minutes, she tried to get up but couldn't. Oh, Nancy! And she had her mask on. So somebody had to help her up. Boy, did she look disconcerted by that display of her feebleness. Anyway, please, let's get rid of the stupid mask. All right, so let's see. Let me refresh the president's account. And I love the president for not donning the mask. He apparently has here or there somewhere in a facility somewhere, he has put a mask on. But in public, he's never put the mask on. Thank you, Mr. President, for leading in that way, being our president. Not being a submissive puke, willing to, have you seen these people grumble? Who was the one that just grumbled recently? One of these talk show hosts, late night guys, Kimmel? Was it Kimmel? What's Kimmel's first name? Who knows? I don't watch his show. Oh, Fallon. Yeah, what's Fallon's first name? Jimmy Fallon. The guy was just, I'm sorry I was born. I'm sorry my sins. Help me. Help me to improve myself. This is pathetic. Now, the good news is this. I was thinking about this earlier. As I was thinking, I was at the Dairy Queen. I was saying, let's get rid of these damn masks. I was going, you know what? All these left-wing people, all these liberals, I walk around town, and I see there's some people who are wearing masks. Well, even though this is Trump country, there are a few idiots here and who will vote for Joe Biden and, et cetera, open borders, et cetera. One thing that's beautiful about the mask is liberals have to wear the damn thing because they're the ones, you see, the president sorted this out beautifully. He set it up beautifully. He left it up to the governors as to when they were going to shut down or open up or et cetera. So your left wing blue state governors and mayors, They're all shut down. And all their people, all their activists, like Nancy Pelosi today, couldn't get up off the floor. The mask, I'm sure, didn't help. She even said it. She was kind of gasping as she got up. They've got to wear the damn mask. Well, hey, I'm liking that. Please, all you left-wingers out there, please wear the mask all the time. Wear it when you're sleeping. Wear it in the shower. Please. Wear it at dinner. Never take the thing off. I love it. And then we, patriots, we could take our, remember back in the 60s that there was a feminist movement of burning the bras? I never got to enjoy one of those deals. Must have been fun. But anyway, ladies would take off their bras and burn them. There must have been a horrible plastic smell to that kind of fire. But nylon, it just stinks when it burns. But so bra burning. Well, how about mask burning, folks? We could have our mask burning ceremony or parties. Get a hibachi, throw your masks into the hibachi, and we'll be liberated. Meanwhile, the left wingers have to keep their they can take off their bras, but they have to wear their masks even when they're sleeping. So that's my proposal. All right, let's see, Donald Trump. Here you are. His latest tweet is one in which he makes the point that the polling that we see, he's been making this point for a long time, that we're getting what are called, Donald Trump will tell me, I'll watch him here. It's a poll that's designed to influence you and push you in a certain direction. Anyway, he's been on to this. And today he hired McLaughlin and Associates to verify this with a formal study. He tweets this, "I have retained highly respected pollster McLaughlin and Associates to analyze today's CNN poll and others, which I felt were fake based on the incredible enthusiasm we are receiving. Read the analysis for yourself. This is the same thing they and others did when we defeated." Where's the rest of the tweet? I'll find it. "When we defeated what? Crooked Hillary in 2016. They are called suppression polls. That was the word I was searching for. Suppression polls. And are put out to dampen enthusiasm. Despite 3.5 years of phony witch hunts, we are winning and we'll close it out on November 3rd. So the president is charging here. He's going on the attack. His best defense is an offense, a great offense. And he quotes a letter. He includes a letter from John McLaughlin, I guess the head of McLaughlin and Associates, who says to the president, "The latest skewed," oh, and this is dated today, my birthday, June 8th. "The latest skewed media polls must be intentional. It's clear that NBC, ABC, and CNN, who have Democrat operatives like Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, Stephanopoulos, and other Democrats in their news operations are consistently," here's one of the tricks they use. This is important. "Underpolling Republicans." And I will describe, what is underpolling? That's what they do to suppress your vote. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thanks for joining us. Let me check my message board here. Nobody yet on the in the caller queue. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in. Let's see, just a couple of these tweets that we're covering here from the president today. Big day for the stock market. Have you noticed, ladies and gentlemen, the stock market is... it's roaring. This is not small stuff. I could sell you all of my stock holdings for $5 and you'd be the loser. But I know the stock market's important. Scores of millions, hundreds of millions of Americans have 401ks that are primarily funded in stocks. Pension programs funded in stocks. It's huge. So the stock market, I believe the NASDAQ average is now an all-time record high. Can you believe that? With the virus going on and the George Floyd, I remember the name, the George Floyd hoax going on, and I'll explain what I mean by the hoax. I don't know whether the guy... murdered or killed George Floyd. That's not the hoax I'm referring to. We'll find out. That'll be found out in court, especially now that they've indicted four people, because they're all going to talk. Somebody's going to talk about what was going on. What was the goal? What were they doing? Why did they have him on the ground? What were they trying to do? What were they trying to accomplish? What were they waiting for? We'll find out. And if we got a bad cop there, well, there you go. There's 330 million Americans. You're going to have a bad person in any profession. Bad doctors, bad professors, bad, you know, bad everything's bad presidents. Like Barack Hussein Obama, a guy who we don't even have his birth certificate, a fake president. So the stock market is huge. So the NASDAQ, I think, is at an all-time high. We're at 27,000 in the Standard & Poor's and the Dow. Very near another all-time high. The stock market was at 18,000 when Donald Trump was sworn into office. It's now at 27,000 and near its all-time high. With all this stuff going on, when this stuff isn't going on anymore, the coronavirus thing, come on. There's no excuse for any shutdown. Now, but that plays to our advantage, to the Patriot advantage. Gretchen Whitmer, she has too much at stake. She can't call off her lockdown. Andrew Cuomo, the same thing. Governor Newsom in California, they have too much at stake. So let them build the fury in their states as the Michiganders and the New Yorkers and the Californians grow more and more and more furious with their left-wing lockdown governors. All right, let's go to another tweet here. Big day for the stock market. Smart money in the world know that we are heading in the right direction. Jobs are coming back fast. Next year will be our greatest ever. Well, the president's jumping the gun. The stock market going up to its back up to its all-time high here in the second week of June. It's going faster even than he said. He says in another tweet today, the lamestream media, he likes that phrase lately, the lamestream media, refuses to talk about our country's record-setting jobs numbers, which are indicating greatness and soon. He said, oh, here's a great one. Okay, you're going to love this. Mitt Romney is out there marching to the White House with a mask on. Good way to go, Mitt, baby. You got your mask on. And he's marching with these pathetic people for racial equality. Yeah, this is such a racist nation that's why everybody in the world wants to come here. Everybody of every race. Why do they all want to come here, Mitt? Did you ever think about that? You puke. This is actually the most just nation in the history of the world, whether it's on the question of anything, property rights, race, you name it. We have more justice and more to be proud of than any nation. We don't need to wear a mask, get on our knees, prostrate ourselves, Mitt, you dumbass. But now the president, okay, Kelso can call him a dumbass and who cares? But the president, he's got this video up today of Mitt marching. And wait till you hear, after the break, we'll hear what the president has to say about his buddy, Mittens Romney. We'll be right back. Still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Back, folks. And John in Rancho Cucamonga, please call back in. Love to hear from you. I used to live in Rancho Cucamonga. The place really exists, folks. It's out there towards San Bernardino. Boogie Board, the Golden State, is with us. Boogie Board, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just calling back there, James. Wanted to follow up on my call from yesterday, reporting from the front of Santa Monica and the Pacific Palisades, and relaying to the listeners what's happening in your Democratic, formerly conservative cities and states in California.
Yeah, folks, that's where I grew up. To the extent that I did grow up, and the Pacific Palisades, and they actually had these idiots in the Palisades this week, and they were tearing apart Santa Monica, burning stores, looting stores. What a pathetic show there in Santa Monica. Boogie Board, let me make your heart sing. This news just came out. It just showed up on Breitbart. Latest headline. The Trump campaign is set to resume its iconic Make America Great Again rallies this month. So we're going to
Well, that sounds great. I hope he shows up at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. That would be great.
Yeah, that's where we used to, all of us surfers used to watch surf movies. All us teenagers, we would watch surf movies in the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. Oh, man. And that was when America was great again. But, folks, this is great news. Here's the president is telegraphing several messages here by announcing he's going to resume his rallies. First of all, we miss those rallies. We need those rallies. Donald Trump can, at the snap of his fingers, he can have 50,000 people at any location, any time, with practically zero notice. And I'm not, there's no exaggeration in that statement. He's done it repeatedly. He's had rallies where there were 20,000 people in the arena and 30,000 people outside who couldn't get in, and everybody was happy. Now, we need those rallies back. The coronavirus hoax took those rallies away. Mission accomplished for the left. Just one of the things they accomplished with their lockdown and their coronavirus hoax. But the president, by saying, I'm going to bring my rallies back this month, he's saying, okay, I realize now I was hosed too. There's no danger to anybody. Nobody, there's going to be no breakout of a disease. And the latest news, I'm sure the president noted it today, from the World Health Organization itself, that asymptomatic people don't spread the virus, period. So if you're not puking and coughing your lungs out, then everybody else is welcome at the rally. And
well,
so
this brings up an interesting point, James, is like I'm walking around here in the park and half the people are wearing masks and half aren't. So that means that even in the most ridiculously left-wing caricature of, you know, political correctness of Southern California, half the people aren't buying it, you know, but they have, I guess, the media cover to try to, like, fake that there's an agreement about this. This is the
well,
thing
now,
that
and you heard what
really.
I said, Boogie Board. I hope all those left-wingers you see there in the park who have their masks on, I hope they wear them all night. They wear them in bed tonight. both the Mr. and the Mrs. both wear your masks. And maybe take them off to kiss if you do that. But also wear your masks in the shower or the bathtub and wear them at breakfast. Just lift your mask lightly to spoon in some cereal and then put the mask back. I hope all these left wingers, I hope they actually continue wearing their masks for the rest of their lives.
That's kind of cruel, though. I mean, don't you think you're kind of making fun of people's ignorance. I mean, isn't it partly our fault? I mean, the patriots of this country.
Oh yes, I'm not talking good-hearted, ill-informed people. I'm talking about your left-wing pukes. I want you guys to be consistent. I want you to set your hypocrisy aside for a moment. And I want you to be consistent. You love humanity so much. You care so much about the people, that you don't want to spread any germs. So I want you to keep that mask on all the time, at home, at work, everywhere you go, all the time. Keep the mask on. I would like, in fact, a line of clothing to come out, where there's a mask that's incorporated into the shirt or jacket or hat so that you get a mask with your clothing. And liberals, I'd like you to wear that clothing.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think like the problem is that the mask makes people look inhuman. And I think like the big powers that be that would benefit from the people on the street kind of dividing and fighting and making fun of each other, like they kind of are now, is that when you wear a mask, people can't see your mouth. And we are so tuned in to, like, to basically someone's mouth. Like, you draw a smiley face just with a pen, and just the way you make that line, a person can tell if that's a happy face, that's a sad face. And when you can't see someone's mouth, it really makes them look like a non-person. So, you know, the idea of, like, hurting these other people who are, like, nameless and faceless, they're faceless. And I think, like, just on a psychological level, you know, it's really important to get these people. I mean, yeah, we like, I want to make fun of them, too, just like that. But, I mean, I think it's, like, kind of more dire than we're really recognizing to a certain extent, because it's almost making them like NPCs, like in real life.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the hardcore. See, I've given up on converting these particular people. The people in the middle, of course, yes, you're right, Boogie Board. We need to convince them, persuade them, and talk to them. Absolutely. But the hardcore left-wingers, the Kamala Harrises, the AOCs, the Nancy Pelosi's never going to see any light anywhere. Chuck Schumer is never going to admit he ever did anything wrong or ever adopt any kind of a patriotic view. It's never going to happen. So I'm just saying I'm loving the fact that these people who inflicted the mask on us, I love the fact that we're ripping our masks off the way the feminists ripped their bras off, and that they're stuck. They're stuck with their masks. I'm liking that. But
I would like Mitt Romney to wear a mask forevermore. I mean, I think that would be great if Mitt Romney continued wearing the mask. That would be
I'd like him to give his speeches on the Senate floor with a mask on the gibberish that he enunciates will not bother us as much. Yes, indeed. Well, hey, Boogie Board. Hey, is there any surf right now?
Well, I was in the water today, and I kind of had a moment out there. First, the water was so cold, I was worried that my toes had gotten frostbitten or something, like, in the water because it was that cold. But, you know, the sun was hot, and there was a lot of girls in their bikinis, a lot of people on the beach defying the lockdown orders. And,
nice.
You know, I've been thinking of moving because of, you know, just all this stuff. It's kind of dispiriting to see a communist takeover of your town.
Well,
and
Boogie Board, let me ask you this question, because I have friends out there, a bunch of them. So, and I haven't had a chance to ask on this. Among you patriots out there in places like Santa Monica, what is the gloom? What is the mood? What are you guys experiencing emotionally?
Well, me personally, just because I've been a long time Republic broadcasting listener, my sense of gloom and foreboding is much higher than the average person. but the average conservative leaning person, I don't think they take it as seriously as they should. I mean, I don't think they know, like, the history of communist takeovers. They don't know the significance of when they're downtown is boarded up in Black Lives Matter. Spray paint is all over everything. They don't know the history of economic takeover.
Santa Monica is famous for very high-priced real estate. I would venture to say that every single house in Santa Monica took maybe, I don't know, something huge, 10 to 25% drop in value in the last couple of weeks.
Well, but that's what they want. I mean, because what we're watching here is the biggest international corporation holding firm security, you know, like these these large groups of asset managers, they're running around with acquisition people all over Santa Monica.
Oh, yes.
So, like,
yes.
The riots and everything, even your mid-range, like, say, real estate companies, you know, that have, like, you know, four or five buildings in the area that are worth, you know, like $10, $20 million a shot, they're not even big enough, I don't think, to withstand the military. I mean, this thing is military precision, what's happening. They won't be able to stand up to it. Sooner or later here, people won't be paying rent. They're not going to be getting any money.
Yeah, but so now here's the good thing.
They're
the whole thing
take
is going to lift.
Over.
Yeah, it's going to lift. It's going to come off. But I love that the president's strategy was correct. He's making Governor Newsom and Governor Cuomo and Governor Whitmer, he's making them pay the political price. It's on them. So the president was very smart not to initiate a national lockdown policy or national decisions on what people can or can't do. It was very federalist. It was very decentralized what the president did, very Republican, and it was brilliant. But boogie board. Hey, buddy, you still got daylight. You still got daylight out there, so maybe you can catch another set. And thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing before I get off. About the beach there is, like, I was thinking of moving, and then I saw all those girls in their bikinis and all those kids out there having fun and people just, like, hanging out. And I was like, you know what? I'll fight for this. It's worth
fighting
for.
I am glad to hear
all
that.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Boogie Board. All right. I don't know if we got John back from Rancho Cucamonga, but let's look at some more headlines here. John has not yet called back from Rancho Cucamonga. So that was the great news. The Trump rallies are scheduled to resume. And let's just see what they here's the headline. Upcoming rallies are in the works to resume as early as this month. And one of the things that the riots have done, and by the way, notice that Dr. Fauchenstein was strangely silent during all of the riots and all of the mass marching, which is still going on, and he's still strangely silent. Why isn't he talking about how these big, big crowds are a horrible threat to the public health? Dr. Fauchenstein, we want to know, why are you silent? Why has the cat got your tongue? Have you got the coronavirus? Do you have a sore throat? Do you need a lozenge? We want to hear from you. Why are these not horrible things? I'll tell you why not, folks. Fauchenstein has always been a left-wing puke. And somehow he managed to disguise himself. He managed to BS the president. So he got up on the stage with the president. It's a sad story. But you're not seeing him on the stage with the president anymore. The president's on to Fauchenstein. He's also on to Debbie Birx, Nurse Ratched. So but these rallies, you see, the left, you know, they can't have their cake and eat it too. You can have the lockdown or you can have the rallies, they're not rallies, they're riots. You can't have your riots and your lockdown at the same time. So they've got their riots. Well, now they've opened the door so we can have our Trump rallies again. Thank you. A silver lining to that cloud. And once those rallies go, now, folks, this is going to be so fun. And we'll be reporting on it right here from this microphone. It'll be fun when Donald Trump is having three rallies a week, 50,000, 30,000, 40,000 people showing up, 2 days in advance, 3 days in advance, in the rain, in the cold, standing outside with their kids, everybody happy, even if they don't get in. Contrast that with sleepy Joe Biden, who can't put together an audience of 100 people. He's pathetic. Nobody wants to hear sleepy Joe Biden. It's painful, actually, to listen to him, especially, I think it must be more painful for a left winger to listen to Sleepy Joe than it is for us, because we at least we get some fun out of it. We get some good laughter out of listening to Sleepy Joe. But those screw ups and mental short circuits that we laugh at, imagine how painful it is for a left winger to hear their candidate displaying the fact that he's demented, he's senile. Then came the day at the he's in the middle of a stroke. Men started crying. We'll be right back.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I
if
can,
I can
right.
Get right.
I'll make a fight
for father's land. Hey, we're back, folks. And we got Richard in Austin. He's on the line. Richard, thanks for calling.
Hey, I just want to know if anybody verified that Obama put George Floyd's picture on his website 10 days before he was actually killed. Have anybody talked about that? Has it been verified?
I have not heard that.
Yeah, I saw the picture and I saw the posting, but I need to verify. Robert talked about it last night of incinerator radio. I was just calling to see, because I know they operate like that, like with Building 7. It's like another smoking gun.
Oh, yeah. What do they call that? They call that a false flag operation.
Right. And lesser magic, because they got to show you their hand before they actually put it on you. So I just wanted to check before I go in the building. Yeah, that's all I had.
Well, Richard, hey, thank you, my friend. And let me just see. I'd love to get your commentary on just any old thing. Give us another thought.
Oh, well, you know, I am. I'm real strong on, you know, now it's, what, 80% whites and young whites, I guess, 20 to 30. And I guess the rest of them are miscellaneous. They're all out there representing George Soros' open society, but they're really representing Nazism, the repeat of what we went through 70 years ago, because he's funding it all. The checks are more plentiful than what Trump's sending out for financial relief. So, I mean,
yes,
it's in every city.
The young people. Yeah, the young people are really getting hoodwinked. And that's a strong concern, Richard. We got to find a way to get them to realize they're being hoodwinked and they're being used. We got to find a, you know, humor is excellent at reaching young people. So if we can get some real humorous geniuses in our cause, that will communicate to younger people.
Yeah, that does relieve the stress. Because people don't like to feel stupid, so you got to kind of introduce it in a joke form. But Nazis isn't nothing to play with, so I always pose it to them like that, especially black people. We like to say that we hate racism and all the other isms. So I just like to remind them, well, George Soros was the ultimate traitor to his own race, and he represented the Nazis. And we always put forward Hitler as the number one villain, even though we know Mao killed 10 times more than him. But somehow it's hard to break through, even with, you know, even when you're using comedy. I mean, it just takes people like you guys to keep pounding away year in and year out. Really, that's what it takes. Just repeated.
I've had a couple of shows where I had the comic element, and I've had a few good lines. And I know people really appreciate that. Everybody appreciates good humor. But especially with young people, if they can see that we're laughing at these idiots. Like in Minneapolis, folks, the nine-member supermajority of Democrats on the Minneapolis City Council has said they are going to abolish the Minneapolis Police Department.
Who's going to come to the rescue? I mean, Trump is the best comedian we got.
That's funny. Richard, that's funny stuff. We got to get some good comedians who could really make a laugh out of that. Well, Richard, thank you. You're our last caller. We're going to wrap up the show. I look forward to seeing you again soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So long, folks. We'll see you in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.